1303, please.
Authorize a grant agreement with Epano Communities United Fund not to exceed $100,000 to support a part of the capital campaign to build a cultural center and permanent home for Epano.
Colleagues, this is a fund. This is funding for a grant agreement that was passed earlier during this year's budget process for an affordable housing and community project in the Jade District for Epano. This is a project that I believe the council strongly supports. However, we have amended the agreement to clarify that Epano will report back to us the results of their investigation into allegations of discrimination, something that we as a council take very seriously. I want to thank Epano for taking the right steps to address these allegations, and I want to ask Mr. Duncan Wong to tell us a little bit more about the project.
Yes, and I, for the record, my name is Kara Carmesino, and I'll be standing in for Duncan.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon. So my name is Kara Carmesino.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
I just remembered something as well. A little bit of house cleaning before we get to this. I need a motion to substitute the exhibit.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Please call the roll on the substitute.
And this is to add the extra clause.
This is to fix Exhibit A.
Correct. Aye.
To be clear, we're just conforming the grant agreement to our existing city policies and setting up a reporting requirement, and I join the mayor in complimenting Epano for hiring Lisa DiZono to do an investigation and then report back to the community. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The substitute exhibit is accepted. Sorry to interrupt. I apologize.
No problem. Good afternoon. My name is Kara Carmesino. I'm here with my colleague Colin Crater and our board member Jean Yamamoto, who will also be available to answer questions, and we will be brief in our presentation. So I currently work as the Director of Programs at Epano Communities United Fund. I also live just east of the J District in Lentz, so I see every day the pressures facing these neighborhoods as public and private investments set the stage for rapid change. And as we all know, 82nd Avenue, where the J District is located, is on the forefront of this change. So we're really here today to thank you for your investment in the Roots to Rise campaign, which will support a 48-unit affordable housing complex on the corner of 82nd and Division, as well as a community cultural center on the first floor. This development is the result of 4 years of community-led planning and multilingual outreach. At the current site is the old furniture store, which Epano has been operating as a de facto cultural center for the past few years. In just the last year, we've had 25,000 people come to the building for various events, illustrating the need for a community center in the area that's permanent. When we talk about neighborhood investments, I want to be clear about what they mean to us. They're not just the streets, but the people who cross them, not just the businesses in the area owned by immigrant families, but the communities that they anchor in place. Likewise, this is not just an investment in a building, but the people who will inhabit it. People like Jessica, a tenant in the neighborhood who recently spoke at our groundbreaking, who sees this project as one solution to reduce some of her worries about being able to afford to stay in the neighborhood if her rent in her current building increases. When completed, this building will be a safe space for neighbors to gather to organize, plan, and be in community, just as people dreamed about 4 years ago during the community visioning process. The space will continue to house cultural events and community gatherings. It will also be a hub for crucial community services. This will include tenant protection services in partnership with the Community Alliance of Tenants and workforce navigation services in partnership with Southeast Works. Small immigrant-owned businesses will also have support through the Prosper Portland Inclusive Business Network. So it's really not just a building, but what that building makes possible: family stability, community, art, learning, leadership, entrepreneurship, access to resources, and community connections. We know there's no magic bullet for addressing problems that residents face throughout East Portland, but we can begin to address these issues together, guided by community vision. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Oh, sure. My name is Jean Yamamoto, and I am a member of the Epano and the Epano Communities United Fund. We take very seriously some of the allegations on discrimination, and we do have a process in place to take in any concerns with the staff, which goes to the executive director. If there are concerns about the board, then that goes to the board chairs. The extra step that we've taken in hiring an outside independent community liaison, Elisa Dozono, is something we put in place because we take the allegations very, very seriously. As a board, we do have an obligation, a responsibility to ensure that the governance of APANO is strong and that we have oversight over the executive director and his actions. And so we have opened up this separate process with Elisa Dozono to not only take in community concerns and issues, but she also is charged with reaching out to those who have already expressed some concerns. She will be conducting a full investigation, including interviews, review of our internal, APANO's internal policies and procedures, and make recommendations in a report to the board in an executive session in January. We have been asked about why this is such a quick process, and we felt that there is an urgency to complete the investigation. So she will be, accepting input from the community and through the end of December, preparing the report in January, and reporting back to the board by the end of January.
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
And one more thing I'd like to add is that the board does not have any preconceived or predetermined outcomes of this report. We are open to any and all recommendations, and we will take appropriate action.
Thank you. That's exactly the right attitude to have, so thank you for that. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
just for the sake of time, I'm just going to give a brief update on the capital campaign status on the financial side. So we're about to close on the cold shell, which is basically the foundation and the walls. Tenant improvements come later. And that's $1.2 million that we're ready to write as a check within the next week or so. And we're very excited to move forward on the project. And for the total construction cost for the capital campaign will be roughly $2.1 million. And so we have, currently, we have about $1.5 million in commitments for coming up soon, and another $1 million or so in current outstanding asks to funders and community partners. So if you have any more questions, I'm more than happy to answer them or field them as best as I can.
Just a quick question. Where is the panel going to be located while the building is being done?
So currently we are located still in our current offices. And so the Jade Apano Multicultural Space is that furniture store. It's two separate sites. And so the redevelopment is on that current furniture store on the second. So it doesn't disrupt our current operations. What it does disrupt is the accessibility of that space during the construction period. And so we're looking into alternative resources to support the community in that regard.
Thank you for reminding me.
Thank you very much.
I just want to comment on the next step that you're taking in terms of the investigation. You know, APANO is very highly regarded by this city, and it's reflected in the appropriation that was in the mayor's budget, the special appropriation, and then the additional resources. And Commissioner Daly is not here, but she was also obviously a strong supporter of this grant. We have a process in place under what's called 2.02. It's the city policy that governs alleged workplace misconduct. I urge you to take a look at that, because one of the things that your outside counsel is going to do is determine the adequacy of your existing policies and procedures. And one of the testifiers noted that staff complaints and concerns will be reported to the executive director. One of the things that 2.02 makes clear is that there has to be multiple layers of opt-out. I'm not saying that there's a specific, I don't know whether there's a specific concern about the executive director, but someone has to have the option of going to someone else if they choose to. And 2.02 is the most comprehensive policy of its kind of any municipality. So I urge you to take a look at that. I appreciate that the report you're going to get from Ms. Dozono a distinguished lawyer from a distinguished family, will go to the board on executive session. I'm hoping that a version of that report that takes out anything that would otherwise violate privacy rights of people who have brought complaints, because that has to be balanced very carefully. But that portion of the report that addresses your policies, your procedures, what you've learned, the remedial steps you're going to take, if any, I think that is exactly what the council would want to see coming out of Epano, and how you address this matter. And this is a timely issue, and we are all learning new things about these issues. And I want to say I'm pleased that you're dealing with it in a forthright way and in a public way. And we look forward to the report.
Yes, thank you very much for that. And may I clarify as well, the report that Ms. Ozono will be presenting to the board is the first step, and that is pretty much the fact-finding piece of this, and a recommendation for, once she does the review of our personnel policies and other procedures in place, she will then be recommending other action steps, which we will be considering. We are also very committed to hearing the voices of our community, and so there will be another step taking to open it up for a process that will, restore the trust back in Epano, and to make sure that all voices are heard equally, and give people the opportunity to come back together.
That sounds great. And again, just to be clear about what our requirement is, mm-hmm. in the grant agreement, we're going to need a report to show compliance with the non-discrimination provisions and the contractual requirements. And you're well underway in taking a very bold step towards that end.
Thank you. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this item?
Unless Colin Crater, is that okay?
No, those three names are us. Okay. I'm Colin.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
It's a very exciting project. That's what we've got to focus on, and this money is going to help the community in building that center. So thank you. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you for being here today. Aye.
Saltzman.
Yeah, this is a great project. Good location for the community, but also much-needed affordable housing, too. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Grant agreement's approved. Thank you all very much. Thank